DW.
Thousands and thousands of crickets. They live in plastic boxes in one of the world's biggest cricket farms, which is situated in the city of Chiang Mai in Thailand. They're growing here to be, one day, gently chilled to sleep. Then, in their hibernation phase, a special machine cleans them and sends them into a grinder to turn them into a kind of powder, or flour, if you like. Their final fate is to end in somebody's, probably European, belly. The farm belongs to two guys from the Czech Republic. They make protein and energy bars with a very specific ingredient, cricket flour. In the center of Prague, where their startup Sense Food is located, co-founder Radek Hushek explains why they want to use insects.
Sometimes people ask me if we consider that we would really put insects on that large scale as we produce beef or pigs or chicken, if it wouldn't be just the same bad industry as it is now. So if we compare it to beef, for 1 kilo of protein, let's say, we need 12 times less feed, and it produces 100 times less greenhouse gases. And this would really stay even if we farm really a lot of crickets. So I always say, no, it will just be better, always.
A friend of Hushek's read about benefits of insects in a publication called Edible Insect: Future Prospect for Food and Feed Security, which was published by the Food and Agricultural Organization of the United Nations in 2013. It highlights, for example, that insects are not just a healthy source of protein, but also require much less water, energy, and land to produce compared to cattle, pigs, or poultry. So Hushek and his friends started to wonder why there aren't products with insects on the shelves already.
And we found out that there are many challenges that we need to tackle as a startup. The first one is quite obvious. For Western people, it's not really common to eat bugs.
They don't say they sell products with crickets because most people would visualize eating the entire bug.
Rather, we call always that we are selling products with cricket flour. The whole communication was to set up in a way how we can overcome this yuck factor and focus mainly on the benefits.
Unfortunately, potential consumers being disgusted at the idea wasn't the only obstacle they had to overcome. They had to establish their company in Great Britain and license their product there. In 2016, there weren't any regulations in the EU that allowed insects to be eaten as food. But the situation changed at the beginning of 2018. And even though Hushek and his friend come from the Czech Republic, they were targeting markets in Great Britain and Germany.
We considered these countries quite sustainably oriented. We've heard about how sustainability is for a lot of people crucial decision maker when they are buying food. At least the younger generation, which we focus at, Germans really showed open to new ideas and able to try insects for the first time.
And they do, even despite the fact that the price of cricket flour and products made from it is still quite high. The price is actually comparable to the cost of dried beef. That's because you need about 1,600 crickets for 100 grams of flour. Therefore, the Czech startup has been trying to reduce the amount needed. But is it worthwhile to pay for food that is healthy, sustainable, and climate-friendly?
I'm careful with saying that it would be beneficial for the climate.
Oliver Schluter is an expert from the Leibniz Institute for Agricultural Engineering.
We know that the amount of land which we have to use for insects is much lower when compared to cattle or pig or poultry or so. But the question of emission is not fully clarified so far. So there are still some open questions, research questions, which we have to address in future.
He's also skeptical about the benefits of farming insects, such as less water consumption.
There are some data on the water footprint, and it seems that it's quite similar to pork meat and poultry, but much less than for cattle. This is given by a reference by Grau et al. In 2017 in the Journal of Naturforschung. They also compare the global warming potential, and they claim that it's lower for insects compared to the others. But here I think some more data are needed.
In terms of human food, Western countries are just at the beginning of experimenting with insects. According to Schlüter, it's also necessary to deal with some challenging questions, such as the ethics of killing insects or the potential health and safety risks during insect farming. However, he believes that insects will soon be on our supermarket shelves.
I would assume that it will play a stronger role and it become a bit more conventional the next years. If it's proved that the impact on the environment is much lower than for other protein sources, or you can show clear benefits when using insects for food and feed, then I'm sure we will see more and more insect products on the market.
He also thinks we might use insects as an alternative.
I would not say that all of us have to eat insects instead of meat, but it might be an interesting additional source of protein. We will see how the consumer, also in Europe, will behave and will support this idea of alternative protein sources.
Plus, trends in gastronomy are still changing. After all, it wasn't that long ago that sushi came to Europe and many Europeans distrusted raw fish from Asia. But nowadays, sushi's gained worldwide fame. So, will the fate of crickets, mealworms, and other bugs be similar? Maybe.
Would you be willing to eat insect or products from insect?
No, I don't want to taste. It's not our culture and it's emotional negative.
I'm honestly not sure. I'm really not really informed about insect products, so I can't really have an opinion on that.
I would eat bugs if they're fried. Then I could imagine eating it. Not just like that.
And how do opinions change after actually trying an insect product?
Oh, it's from crickets.
So how does it taste?
Like any standard energy bar, there's no difference at all. And if the price was like for meat, I think that would work.
Okay, then I'll have to try it. Is it disgusting? Okay, let's see. I'm going to take a bite from this. Yeah, I like it. I think the reason why we don't eat it is because we hesitate to eat things we are not used to eat. If you wouldn't have told me, I would say it's really good. I would still say it, but it's just hesitation to actually eat it.
According to Hushek, there have already been campaigns aimed at changing attitudes towards eating bugs.
For example, in Denmark, there is quite a unique situation because there are connected scholar bodies, so universities, businesses, and also government, and they took insects as really their topic. They know that they are facing this food crisis, and they already started working on this. So, for example, I've heard that in just last year, 30 times there were insects in primetime TV time. They communicate the benefits much more often, and then it really goes through the whole spectrum of people.
The Czech startup isn't the only one working on this issue. In Germany, a startup called Instinct sells energy bars made from cricket flour. And like in Denmark, cooperation with scientists helped them to normalize their products. But it's still a huge challenge, as company founder Alexander Pfaff explains.
We already work together with different scientists, but at the moment there are very few scientists interested in the field of insect eating. We have to speak a lot that the people see us and that the people understand that it's not something unconventional to eat insects.
Pfaff and his friend also want to build an insect farm in Germany, but it turned out to be too complicated.
There are EU laws, and the EU laws are very clear. Unfortunately, to work with the laws, there have to be regulations on a more communal basis. So authorities in Berlin, for instance, they have to know how to handle the laws. And the German government didn't make any regulation how the EU law should be handled on a local basis. And so many authorities says, yeah, I don't know, so better don't do it. And that's very restrictive, but there are no restrictions on the insects itself.
So the German startup orders its cricket flour from Canada, which has the only certified organic cricket farm in the world. It doesn't look like insects are going to dominate the European food market anytime soon, but maybe in the distant future they could. And if they do, would you try them?
DW.